It's time now for our series, The Spark, where people in the field of health and science tell us what ignited their passion for their careers and what continues to motivate them. This time we hear from Dr. Abdelmajid Khatraji, who has been treating badly wounded patients in a bare-bones operation room for the past 4 years in Syria, across the border from Turkey. The Michigan-based surgeon is one of the founding doctors of the Syrian American Medical Society, a large network of medical professionals dedicated to providing volunteer medical relief in Syria since the civil war started in 2011. So far, Khatraji has made 8 trips into the region, but was only able to cross the border into Syria 6 times.
When you go in, you come to the border crossing. There's kind of an understanding. They know who you are. You know who they are. This is on the safe side of the border. They smile. They tell you, be safe, and they let you through. This most recent time, however, they told me, don't go through. They literally told me, you know, the guy was just showing me that they'll put a hood over your head and chop off your head. It was one of the most dramatic moments. So they would not let me through. They wouldn't let any American. As a matter of fact, very few of the doctors they would let through just because they knew how precious these doctors are. What we found out was 6 hours later, a bomb exploded right by the hospital that we were going to. So you have to kind of put that in the back of your head that, you know, it wasn't my time. That's where faith for me comes in. You're also worried about your security and your safety, so you have to be very strategic in who you're communicating with, how you're communicating, and you're always meeting in established places that are recognized where medical relief is taking place, where you can say, hey, look, we just want to be able to provide services. The people, a lot of times, will start coming across the border to meet with you, and that's usually the first couple days in which your clinic is actually on the Turkish side in approved locations, and you determine what diagnoses, and you treat like any day in a normal clinic. The surreal thing here is, though, the wounds that you're seeing are things that you don't see in a normal clinic, chemical burns and explosive injuries and concussive injuries, crushing injuries, all sorts of deformities, paralysis, wounds that have healed horribly wrong. At times, you know, the smells that come through your office. The scary thing is you get used to the nuance of dead tissue or damaged tissue from just the odor. At times, you know, if it smells like death, you know, it's one thing. And if it smells bitter, you know, it's something else. The instinct kind of kicks in. You can almost make the diagnosis just by the odor alone. That's just, you know, one of the biggest things we do is try to educate. And at the same time, we learn from the people in the field as well. You pay attention. If you're in a village, what does the village have? What does the resources the village has? So I remember one time we did run out of suture. And we were, you know, we were hard pressed on what to do. And one lady who was bringing in a patient said, well, I've sewn my children's lacerations using this needle and thread. It was a type of cotton thread. And that's what we used to sew people closed until we were able to get more thread. We didn't have any type of instrument. So we went to the local mechanic shop to get the Allen wrenches that they had, the regular wrenches that they had, some bolt cutters. We put them in the sterilizer, which what we could, and we also used alcohol to clean them up as best as possible, and that's what we used. You're going back to the basics. You know, in so many ways, it grounds me. I don't know how to explain. You know, it makes me appreciate what I have so much more. The amount of time you spend not being able to be a physician when you're in practice here because of politics and rules and meetings and bickering and there, you're only going there to be a doctor. There's no politics there. No one cares how many patients you saw or whether you're taking over their turf or territory. All the physicians are working together to achieve the same goal, to help people who desperately need it. When you go there, it makes you feel the love of why you became a doctor again.
Dr. Abdelmajid Khatraji is one of the founding doctors of the Syrian American Medical Society. Elizabeth Perez Luna produced this piece.